KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The Buddha teaches us that life is filled with suffering. And if you think that's a pretentious sentence, get a load of this one. The Roman Stoic philosopher Seneca teaches us that we suffer more in imagination than in reality. Seneca's point, which he makes over and over again in his letters and essays, is that if suffering is on its way, and it is, it's a foolish waste of time and energy to fret about it ahead of time. Pain will find us all soon enough, Seneca believed, and when we anticipate it, all we do is increase it, which is why I busy myself on my phone with Instagram and Twitter whenever I'm at the doctor getting a flu shot or having my blood drawn. I don't need to see the needles in the vials and imagine how they'll feel. I'll feel them when I feel them. Now, for the past few days, I've been thinking deeply about pain and suffering because I have needed to go to the local Spectrum cable store to replace my old cable modem and change the billing information on my account, and what could be worse than that? So I began Monday morning by cultivating an unhealthy mental attitude. Not only did I imagine my future suffering, the lines at the Spectrum store would be too long. My account would be impossible to find. I would need some obscure document or number that I do not have and do not know. But I experienced rising anger and frustration and what was surely to come. So by the time I arrived at the Spectrum store at 10:07 a.m., I was at peak irritation. "Welcome to Spectrum. How can I help you?" asked the cheerful young person with the iPad who greeted me at the door. "I need to exchange this," I said, pre-infuriated, holding up my old cable modem, "and I need to change the billing on my account, and I really don't have all day." "I can help you over here," said another cheerful person behind the counter. Now, I don't really remember what happened next. Not exactly anyway, except that I was presented with a new piece of equipment that was already registered and assigned to my account. My credit card information was updated. I was hailed with a cheery Happy New Year on my way out, and I found myself on the corner of Broadway and West 4th Street at about 10:16 a.m., mission accomplished. But my chest was still full of unexpressed anger, and my face was still locked in a pre-irritated scowl. So I stomped home like a loaded musket. In other words, I was mad that I didn't have anything to be mad at. I was irritated by the utter lack of irritants. Now, unfortunately, this is a pattern with me. A day before a plane trip, I start getting mad, imagining the lines at the TSA checkpoint. When it turns out they're not too bad, which is most of the time, I'm left with no choice but to take it out on the lady at the Cinnabon. Last month, I lost my wallet and was marching up 6th Avenue, imagining the hours on hold credit card customer service calls I needed to make, the hassle of dealing with the California Department of Motor Vehicles for a new driver's license, replacing the health insurance card, getting a new gym membership card. I was so lost in a fog of stressed out anger that I almost didn't hear the owner of the local market running after me, holding out my wallet. I had dropped it there the day before. He had been holding it for me, waiting to see me walk by. It was a very happy moment, but only because I noticed that the Metro card, which had a balance of $40, was missing. And that gave me just enough to be unhappy about. I could be in a good mood for the rest of the day. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will keep it short for KCRW. This is Rob Long.